What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here. Happy Tuesday. This is today's gonna be rough. Okay. Today's gonna be a tough one. We said goodbye to Sam the Ham tonight. And have a few answers now that we really didn't before, and maybe that was just like a blessing in disguise. But there has been something wrong with Sam since he was a baby. Little things, and that's why we started to go see our vet to take him, because, like, you know, it's like he would get a pinched nerve in his back and he'd do the things, and he's just a puppy. I mean, dude was about to be five in a couple months. Just a little puppy. And he hasn't had a flare up in almost 2 years. And what I call a flare up is like he cries when he walks. So we have muscle relaxers for him, and we have pain pills for him, like all these things the vet just, you know, just continued to supply for him. And their diagnosis was the hip dysplasia. Okay. And because that's such a common, it's such a common thing for Rottweilers, I think that was just an easy go-to for them. And he had some symptoms of that. Like if you Googled it, like you could definitely correlate that. But what we discovered today, because, you know, my husband took him to the vet last week, and this vet said it's a slip disc. That's, you know, it's what we're hoping for. We called him today because there's been no improvement. So he's completely paralyzed. He's been laying on my kitchen floor where, you know, we have just round the clock continued to care for him, changing his pee pads, cleaning him off, giving his medication, hand feeding him, holding the water for him. Like we're just doing everything. He's totally paralyzed, and rapidly declining. So the thing we found out today that where you guys can hear Zeke maybe in the background, I don't know how he's going to deal with all this, but this degenerative myelopathy, I think it's called, is what we were struggling with. And he fit the bill for every single thing. Dogs that have this, it's a spinal cord issue. And it's linked to a DNA mutation. It's not a breed specific thing, but it does mimic arthritis, which our new vet definitely saw that and called him out on that and said, we need to treat him as soon as he's up and walking. That was going to be our plan, is to just dive into deeper care so this vet could get to know him. And we can get him on track. So what happens, early signs for dogs that have this, have problems getting up. And Sam has always struggled. Like he struggles to get up. Okay. Unsteadiness, hind limb weakness, scuffing on the toenails, because sometimes he would just kind of drag his feet. And then the advanced signs, this is what came hard and fast for us, is the paralysis and incontinence for everything. It came hard and fast, literally like out of nowhere last week. And I was super excited because this vet thought it was a slip disc. And upon further discovery today, when my husband took him back to the vet, he said that the best thing we could do for him is to let him go. It's hard because he's like a puppy and he's mentally okay, right? He doesn't have like a brain injury. It just seemed like a bad dream, really. Because damn, we just lost Bella like 3 months ago. And that roller coaster it's just tough. It's tough. The house feels super empty. Incredibly empty. My heart is just broken. I'm in shock. I know, even, seeing him this week and how we were caring for him, like I was dying inside because I knew. I just knew in my core he was not okay. So, then you go through those moments of kind of feeling selfish because maybe we shouldn't have brought him home the first time, But I got to spend a lot of time with him, a lot of love on the kitchen floor, and I just, there's no other way it could play out this time. So we had to lose Sam the Ham, and there's never going to be another dog like him. There's just not. He was a good dog. He's a good dog. So I'm not even sure about a topic today, honestly. Like I just want to go lay down. I want to lay down and like just wake up and this didn't happen. It's just weird. It's weird, and having pets is heartbreaking. Like it's just heartbreaking. I'm worried about Zeke. Like, how's he gonna act? That's his best friend. These two have been together their whole lives, their entire lives. They came as a pair. So it's just very weird, very different, very empty. Like walking through my kitchen makes me sick because he's not there, and I'd rather change all the pee pads and clean all the poop off of him all day long than to not have him. So, oh, and I just want to say I microdosed today before any of this went down. And I'm super glad I did because, for the most part, I know I'm struggling here now. I definitely held a lot of composure, being able to make the reasonable choice, being able to, see what was best for him outside of my selfishness. And I don't necessarily know that I could have done that without the mushrooms. And I think sometimes that's the hardest thing when it comes to pets. Like, we want to do everything. And I know I've been in several situations where the vet is like, if you want us, we'll do everything. But I'm telling you, like, it's not going to work out in the end. A vet literally saying that, everything in you wants to argue against that and think that there can be a miracle here. And I prayed so much, like, for Sam to just stand up because that's all he had to do. All he had to do, and we would see that hope and we would know. And I mean, it just wasn't going to happen. He's completely paralyzed. It wasn't going to happen. And it's a disease that is fatal. Most dogs, when they find out they have this, are usually euthanized within 6 months of a diagnosis. So, knowing we had him for almost 5 years, I think that was a gift. And I think I'm glad we didn't know about the diagnosis because it definitely would have, I think, brought on his problems sooner. I think our energy, we would have had that shift of like, oh my God, he's gonna die. And I think energetically, it would have taken him a lot sooner. So I think it was a gift to be in ignorant bliss of not knowing. And just, it feels like everything happened so fast of just like he was paralyzed and now he's gone. So the bizarre roller coaster for sure. My house is not the same. I don't know what comes next, but I'm pretty sure I'm done with pets. Like my heart cannot. I just cannot. And to think like I'm gonna outlive these little guys here too. Like I have to start preparing now because it sucks. It damn sucks. And especially like in just a short amount of time, it's my 4-year-old is becoming self-aware. So this death stuff is bringing up a lot of questions for her. And I feel her kind of internal struggle of just like realizing, okay, I'm a human in this body and we can die and all the things. Like, so that's going to be an interesting journey in and of itself. And now I'm just going to be incredibly patient with myself. And just this is that moment in my life where I just surrender to God and I just say, like, keep me going. Keep me going. Just hold me up right now because I don't feel good. I don't feel good. I feel the heaviness, and it just drags on from that loss of Bella too, of just like, what is happening? It's so much change and not necessarily a positive change. There's just some things in life where you're not going to get what we want as humans to be consoled, to have that positive thing of like, this happened. There's nothing positive about losing a pet. Of course not. There's nothing positive in losing a loved one, period. So this is just one of those times where I can't carry the weight of this. I can't carry the weight of this, nor do I need to. And I'm not going to sit here and try to bargain with God like I'm some broken version of whatever. I'm just going to let him do his job. And that's it. Not beat myself up for it, just to know, like, we're held, we're surrendered. That's it. We're loved. We are loved at these moments, even when it feels really empty and dark and just questionable. I mean, we are loved, we're supported. And I'm just going to let myself feel into that of just, it's a matter of surrendering. I can't control the things. We can't control all the things, bitch. We have to let go. And I have felt the shift in my life of change. And I still, part of my mind tried to navigate that I knew what change was coming and what it would look like and how I can make the best of everything. That's my default, right? That's my default, is like, I will make the best of everything. Put me in a bad situation and I'm going to be the happiest person there. I'm going to be the joy and the peace and the love and the kindness, and like, I'll rock any situation. And in that moment today, I'm not happy. I'm not having a good time. I don't feel peace. I just am sick. Like, I'm sick to my stomach, and I'm just going to let myself be sick to my stomach. And that's it. I'm just like playing everything through my head over and over. Like, just, it's what we do. I punish myself. Is that what I'm doing? Yes. We don't need to replay the bad things. I definitely have a lot of highlight moments with this dog. Like, every single day that we get up, the girls are in a routine of they play Barbies before we do school. And Sam is always laying right in the middle of them. Like, it freaks out to do so if for some reason he's in the kitchen, if the cat is down here and all the things. So just that whole part of a daily routine, just not there. It's bizarre. It's a bizarre empty feeling. And I've done the smart thing where we're not going to try to fill the void with, you know, things that make us feel good instantaneously, right? We could just turn to the alcohol and numb the feelings. Not going to do that. We can turn to the drugs and numb the feelings. Not going to do that. Turn to the food and eat myself to feel better, right? All this instant gratification, just the temptation of like knowing, you know, if I start drinking right now, I'm numb. I don't feel it. I don't feel it. That's it. I'm not me in that space. And so we celebrate the strength that we do have, in that I can say no to all the things that, you know, would mask the heartbreak. I'm just going to go through it. There's no way around a situation like this. You have to go through. And then we don't try to figure out like, what does life look like now? We just wake up one day at a time, one foot in front of the other, and that's it. I mean, I thought I was going to die when we lost Bella. I was fucking devastated. And here we are 3 months later, and we're okay. And we're going to be okay without Sammy. It just takes time. It just takes time. It's just going to look different. I can obsessively worry about how Zeke is going to react to everything, or I can just be there to support him every single day. And thank God his mother is coming home tomorrow, because I think he's going to need that. He is definitely her dog. And I think that's going to be really great for him to be able to, you know, navigate a change. I mean, he's looking around the house tonight. I think he knows, and I think he smelled him before we left, and Sammy didn't smell very good at the end, and that's part of the process of we were losing him. So I know Zeke knows something, but if only we could talk to animals, right? Like, and understand fully and completely everything they're saying, and their understanding, their comprehension of just the things. He's smart, so I know he gets it. But you know, bitch, this is not the usual podcast. I really, you know, today I'm telling myself, man, I wish I would have had something in the pocket. Something that I recorded for a rainy day, because today's definitely a rainy day. But I knew it wasn't going to hurt me to come on here and just go ahead and explain the things. And maybe today's not going to be that fire life lesson that I really liked to throw home to you guys. But I guess it's just another reminder that it's okay to be a mess sometimes. It's okay to just feel ugh sometimes. I mean, it's one of those days where not even the shower, not even standing in that hot water changed. Like, I woke up with the heaviness. I woke up this morning with just that, like, I knew, I just knew. And how do we just know those things and we just try to deny it? Try to deny it. I mean, I'm doing all the things. I'm excited. My husband comes home, and that's when we change like his big bedding. Okay. Cause we had like just like puppy pee pads. We just keep changing those out. But then we have like the big cushion bed and blankets that we have him on, and we would change those out, you know, as soon as my husband came home every day. So yeah, little things like I was excited to do that. And, you know, all of a sudden that became us putting him on a blanket and loading him in my car, and me knowing just in my heart, I knew he wasn't going to come back. So, it's just weird. It's very weird. So thank you for listening to me process this and kind of sit with my emotions. I'm just going to be sad. I'm going to be sad. And today's not one of those days where I feel like I'm winning. I just have to recalibrate. I am definitely struggling with the brain and the heart coherence. I am not grounded. I am not any of the things. I'm thankful I did the mushrooms so that I didn't like go hysterical. Cause I think, you know, the thing about my kids is they're all stoic. Like, the four younger have not really reacted at all. The two girls, when I called them to tell them that we had to say goodbye, they definitely were emotional about the situation on a whole different level. But I mean, I just can't lose it in front of the four littles, like traumatically lose it, right? I love that they can see that I'm sad. I love that, you know, they're there to just console me, like, mom, he's just a dog. It's okay. Animals die, mom. So seeing that in them is definitely a source of strength for me. But I don't, it's not necessary to like full on get crazy in front of them. So I'm thankful that I had a little bit of restraint on that emotionally. But microdosing definitely does not mask emotions. It does not make you numb. It is just a big mirror of like, I'm not having a great time with all the energy right now of like losing my pets. I'm not having a great time. This is not something I want to keep repeating. And I need to recalibrate my energy to go back into that moment of attraction where I can flip the script. That's it. I'm holding the heaviness. I feel it. And I have to release it. I have to heal it. I have to face it. I have to release it of just, we cannot control all the things. And no matter how healed we are, we can still be hurt. And we can still feel broken, and we can still feel hopeless, and helpless is the biggest word for me right now of just like helpless. And I, you know, I feel like I'm sitting in the bottom of a cave and I don't even know which way to start crawling to get out. That's kind of what this feels like. It's just heavy. It's just very heavy. And one day at a time, I'll dig myself out, I'll get back into the routine, and life goes on. Isn't that the real message? No matter what's happening, who's out there going through whatever, and you do not know what people are going through. Literally, an hour after we said goodbye to Sam, I was out in public at the store knowing I had to get something before the girls came home. for tomorrow. Not one single person knew in that moment that I was just holding tears. And Isaiah's with me. I literally have to go back to the pet section to get some vitamins for Zeke. And I just lost it in the dog aisle of just like, you know, not apeshit crazy, but just sadness of like, damn, he's gone. Be kind because you never know what people are going through. Imagine like no one was not kind to me today, but it just made me realize like how often we're just walking through places and we don't know what people are going through. And we're just kind of impatient with them. We are rude. We have expectations. Like we're always just thinking about our damn selves. I promise this was a nice lesson for me and that I will exercise kindness because you have no clue what people are going through. No one knew that I was completely devastated, crushed, heartbroken. No one knew that. Not one person. And imagine like just being kind to people. You know what I mean? Being kind to people intentionally because you don't know what they're going through. So it's easy for me to go through the day just to think, I mean, someone could have just lost their dog today. So be nice, be patient. I feel like the holiday season, especially like before Christmas, like a lot of, you know, people are impatient. People are pushy. I mean, we're talking about Black Friday, okay? Do we have to like read the headlines to see what people have done? Yes, honey. Nope, we're about to go to bed. I'm going to finish here. No, honey. This little girl comes in here asking me for some spicy Takis, and it's almost 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, girl, get out of here. Get out of here. We're about to go to bed. It's okay. So Black Friday, we read the headlines. People are pushy. People are mean. People are hateful. I'm just saying, don't be that dick. Not this season, right? Like Thanksgiving is over and suddenly people are just selfish dicks again. I don't want you to be that person. So I want you to just, this is your homework, is just practice intentional kindness. And it's not always going to be received well. So don't have any expectations of like what's on the other side of that. I'm telling you, just go out of your way to be nice to people. I literally, the other night, I'm bartending and this mom comes in with her little girl and she ordered her some chicken nuggets to go. Okay. And she's like, oh my God, I forgot my card. Do you have Apple Pay? I'm like, we sure do. And so she gets out her phone and she's struggling. And this little girl is cute as shit, like just sitting there all polite, just like, you know, just waiting. And so, did I already tell you guys the story? If I did, it's okay. Anyway, she can't get her Apple Pay to work and she's frantic. She's like, I just took my debit card. I swiped her food. I paid for her food. And I'm like, pay it forward. Do something kind for someone else. She's like, no, I have to give you the Venmo. And I'm like, I promise it comes back to me. It does. And exactly right after she left, I had a couple of ladies have one cocktail each, pay for their cocktails, and they left me $20 on like a $10 tab. Okay. So that is what I'm saying. I didn't even have the expectation. I just know when you are kind, it will always reflect back on you no matter what. So be kind. And it doesn't mean that you have to pay for someone's food. That's an easy go-to for me. I'm saying be kind in maybe smiling, or, you know, your cashier is like super pissed off and irritated and you could tell they're just like hate their life, right? In that moment of just being kind, asking them, make the eye contact and just like, rough day, huh? You know, being sympathetic to people being stuck in a situation they may not be happy about. It doesn't have to be our energy, but we sure as hell could change someone's perspective just with kindness. So you don't know what people are going through. That person that's riding your tail and you want to just brake check them, like maybe they have a sick kid in the back seat, or they just, you know, got a breakup text and they're trying to get home, and you just never know what people are going through. And I promise we're all going through shit. Everybody is fucking going through shit. That's it. You can't escape it. No matter how safe you try to play, like, you cannot escape life happening. So please, today's message, really, your homework is just to practice some intentional kindness. I know doing something for someone else always lifts my spirits, no matter what that looks like. And that's one of the things that I'm going to be able to rely on over the next few days of just like pulling myself out of the hole. You know, I am at peace knowing that there wasn't anything we could have done differently for him. I'm at peace knowing that we gave him the absolute best we could give him here. We got to take care of him, like truly take care of him. And I don't think you really know what love is until you're cleaning your dog's ass after he took a shit paralyzed. Like, that is love. And my husband and I did not miss a beat. And I saw something in him that I didn't know I would see, because you guys, he's kind of a dick. And I love all the parts of him, but like, we never deny the truth of who we are, right? And sometimes he's a dick. And I feel like getting to see him in that moment, not once did he complain about what we had to do for Sam. He was right there making sure that I was giving him his medication on time, that we were getting him cleaned up, you know, quickly and efficiently, like all the things, never missed a beat or a question. And sometimes it's easy when we're going through emotional things to kind of lash out at the things around us. And I'm just very impressed. I didn't see him do that, but I promise I, you know, did not imagine he would be willing to give that level of care. So it was really nice to see. Cause he grew up with pets his whole life. So, you know, he's not as sensitive as me. We'll just put it like that. Okay. He is crushed. You know, even tonight, like I felt him. He's sad. So, this was a tough one for all of us, but I'm glad to know he would do anything, you know, for the pets we love. You just never know until you go through that situation with people. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't know how people are going to react. You don't. I don't care how long you've been married. You know, you don't know a person till you're divorced. I saw true colors in someone the minute that signature was on the dotted line. It was not the same person I was married to. So you never really know a person until you're going through that experience. That's just all there is to it. You know, same thing with like having a baby. You just never know who's going to acclimate to it wholly. You know, I hear horror stories of husbands who just, it's the wife's deal. But my husband didn't have a choice because I'm an obsessive mom and they're mine. They're mine. They're my babies. He was lucky to get a glimpse every now and then. But yeah, you just never know. So it was, you know, I got to love my husband a little bit more. I saw the depths of his compassion. We'll say that. Okay. Cause like when someone can be stoic in situations, cause I'm very emotional, he is not. Okay, we are the opposite end of the spectrum. And so to see someone's levels of compassion and kindness in a situation like this was a big deal to me, you know? And there's little gifts in everything. There's little gifts in everything. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't hurt less. But here we are. So I want you guys to be kind. Okay, that's your message. I haven't figured out if we're going to do a podcast on Thursday. I'm not sure yet because I feel like, man, everybody's just, I don't know. I'm not sure yet. So to be determined, I will decide by tomorrow's podcast, and maybe we'll just do, you know, a special affirmations podcast that day. A little boost for your morale if you're going to be going with family and that's kind of a struggle. I get it. In fact, that could be something we talk about a little bit tomorrow, of just like how to maintain your composure when you're going around family, especially if you're trying to change, if you are growing as a human, if you are learning to set boundaries for yourself, if you are breaking generational curses, if you're healing your trauma, if you're doing these things, your biggest test is going to be Thursday, going around all these people in your life who are going to hold you to who they have always thought you were. And that's what the fuck they do. And then all of a sudden, the you that they're treating you like starts to surface. So it's a matter of how courageous can you be to hold the line? This is my friend Leo and I did our Radical Limits podcast that will air on Thursday at noon. And we're talking about that. You have to hold the line when it comes to your family. Hold the line to protect your growth, to protect your energy, to protect your boundaries. Because no one's looking out for you, babe. No one's looking out for you. You know what I mean? They're all out for themselves. And that's kind of how it works. And when people in our life start succeeding, we get uncomfortable. And I know y'all got some growth going on, and that's a big deal to me. So I love you bitches. I'm going to go to bed. I took some kava tonight. If you've never heard of that, it's a really awesome, natural, just kind of like calming, just kind of calm me down. Cause you know, when Sammy left today, I just went frantic, like OCD, having to stay busy and do the things. And that's not part of surrender, you know, cleaning everything, organizing everything. And I'm like, whoa, 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 you're doing this to avoid. It's time just to sit. And so kava on top of that mushroom just gave me that it just let me sit still, right? Because my brain doesn't like to slow down. It doesn't like to surrender. It likes to just keep going and doing the things. Like, that's how we survived in the olden days, right? Someone got eaten by a dinosaur. We had to run like hell and keep going so we didn't end up being dessert. Whatever it is, we used to have to be in survival mode a lot. Well, bitch, I'm not under attack here. It feels like it, but I don't have anything to run from. It's just a matter of facing it. So you need permission to have a sad day, have a sad fucking day. Just do it. Just let all the feelings, let them have their moment. That's all. I'm just going to let them run through until they're gone, until they've had their moment. And I'm just going to lean into knowing that God has me. He always has. He's gotten me through the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. Every bad day I thought would kill me, here I am. And this is definitely not something I feel like I'm going to die over by any means. So how much easier is it to just lean in to let him support? And that's the thing. It's hard for us to just surrender. It's hard for us to trust. And it's hard for us not to be planning the next 10 moves. You know, I'm not. I give it up. God, thank you so much. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it without him 100%. So I surrender to that. And I bid you fare thee well for the night.